I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Lebanese Christians are preparing for an Islamic State invasion. Sat7's Rita El-Munayar says,
when I was in Lebanon last week, I met with many leaders and many even colleagues and many friends at church, and they were really ready to pick up their arms and fight.
The threat of invasion, though, isn't what occupies their thoughts. It's the refugees from Iraq and Syria. But Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, exists to bring the hope of Christ to situations just like this. Will you help them shoulder the burden? Next, did you know that Islamic extremism is similar to Christianity? Hold on, I'll explain. David Curry of Open Doors USA says Al-Qaeda and ISIS can't agree on leadership.
There is a battle within the extreme sects of Islam. There is a continuum of ideas within Islam, just as there is within Christianity. There are theology strains and so forth.
Don't let disagreement separate the body of Christ. Pray for your fellow Christians today.
What we are called to do in Scripture is to stand behind and beside our brothers and sisters and recognize we're one body. And so when one part of the body hurts, the other part hurts.
And do you think it's obvious God wants isolated people to know about him? New Tribes Mission does. They're saying that you can almost hear the sighs of relief for missionaries in Papua New Guinea. Why? Because their new specialized fleet of mission planes is making progress. The first plane will be in PNG soon, and the second to follow soon after. Pray the planes will meet the needs and address emergencies of remote mission teams and increase their ability to share Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I want you to have the book The Cross and the Shadow of the Crescent by Erwin Lutzer to help you understand Islam a little bit better and how it affects you personally. Get your copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.